Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Helping us to do your biddings and to bring glory to you. Thank you, Lord, for helping us find meaning in life and granting us the grace to deploy ourselves to the same. We say your name alone is glorified. Holy, 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 holy.
You are holy, Jesus.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy are you, Lord. Let's look at the Word of God. I want us to close by 8:15. We should be out of here this evening. And so I just want to share something with you. God's strategy for preservation. You are going into 2023. It's a year of many surprises.
And so you will need to know what to do in order to walk under the everlasting arm of God. I taught you here before, there are three channels of securing the help of God. Number one, I told you the help of God can be engendered through divine intervention. Divine intervention is necessary when you are going through a crisis. And so God comes in to remedy the situation. I said the second way of procuring God's help is through divine restoration. And I said divine restoration is necessary when you've lost something or you've been defeated in a battle. And so God comes to redeem. Intervention deals with present hour circumstances, while restoration deals with issues that are past. Issues that brought defeat upon you, but they are already past. And so God has a technology of restoration. However, I said, the most supreme and superior method of divine help is divine preservation. In divine preservation, God does not allow you to suffer the defeat. He is your present help. So He forestalls everything that should incur defeat or engender defeat. So you actually walk in the blessing. And so divine preservation is superior to divine intervention and is superior to divine restoration. However, it's important for you to know what to do in order to occasion divine preservation. And so I'm going to reveal to you this evening four major keys for provoking divine preservation. You know, there were men in the Bible that enjoyed these realities. And the Bible admonishes us to look at these men. Because the things that they went through and the things that happened to them were designed to give us hope and assurance of the efficacy of the word. In Romans chapter 15 verse 4, it said the things that were written aforetime, they were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And so the things that were documented were not documented for the purpose of history. The things that were documented to provoke assurance in your spirit. So when you see that these things are possible, faith can come alive in your spirit. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, Paul speaking, he said, according as it is written, they believed. He said, we having the same spirit of faith, we believe and so we speak. And so if it were not written, there wouldn't have been a basis of assurance for which Paul will dare take the step that the fathers of old took. And so when we see the things written, we are most assured that if God was faithful to them, God will also be faithful to us. Because he said, I am the Lord, I changeth not. Therefore, the sons of Jacob are not consumed. So it is the faithfulness of God that gives us assurance of everything we boast about. Our boast is not in ourselves. Our boast is predicated upon God's faithfulness. We know that He's eternal. We know that He's ever faithful. And so when we speak and dare, it's because we know that God will come through for us. And so the help of God is a rich and vital ingredient for preservation. And every believer must know how to provoke the help of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 1 to 2, here was Paul speaking. He was talking about the ministry and how he's been able to survive and to carry out the enterprise of ministry from the place of rest. And he said, therefore, seeing that we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. And so the reason we don't faint is because there is a kind of help that we are receiving. This is why I told you, every man standing is helped of God. Make no mistake about it. Nobody is standing because he's strong. Everybody is standing because they are helped. If you are not helped, your strength will fail you. And so Paul is revealing to us that there is a kind of help called mercy that makes them able ministers of the New Testament. In fact, if you go to verse 2, he will mention it. He said, but we have renounced. Okay, I don't have the time. Let's go further. In Acts 26, verse 22, here was what the same Paul said. He said, I have continued until this day, not because I'm wise, not because I'm strong. He said, I have continued till this day because the Lord have helped me. If the Lord have not helped you, there is no way you will continue. I have continued till this day because I have been helped of the Lord. In Psalm 34, verse 2, here's what the psalmist said. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And so when you find the mighty men of old doing extraordinary, seemingly impossible things, they are doing it because they know how to receive the help of God. And if you too will go through life like an invincible, you must know how to receive the help of God. And so tonight, I want to show us certain vital keys and spiritual realities we must be sensitive to in order to receive help because of the things that lie ahead of us. Number one, I want my teaching tonight to be a bit of a summary. And so I'll just hit on the point, get one or two scriptures, and then we move forward. What occasions divine preservation is the ministry of the sent word. When you find a man always walking in help and spiritual resuscitation, he is walking by a ministry. That ministry is called the ministry of the sent word. If the word of God does not come to you and keep coming to you, you are in trouble. This is why when the devil came to tempt Jesus, Jesus took advantage of the ministry of the written word. And if you study that word, everywhere he said, by the word of God, he was referring to the Rhema. When he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the Rhema of God. He was talking about the sent word. And so the reason Jesus himself was walking in ever enduring assurance was because there was a word. And so every time you come, the logos are quickened and they become the Rhema. And Jesus will tell you, it is written. It is written. Those words made him invincible. Many believers are victims because they don't have sent words. They are not walking under a word. They are not walking on a word. They are not walking within a word. And the moment a believer is separated from a present word, that believer becomes a victim, no matter who he is. Whether you are a prophet or an apostle or a governor, you will always need a word to carry you. The circumstances of life are too treacherous. You can't depend on your brain. Your brain is too limited to deliver to you this glorious destiny that God has written. You will need words coming to you from time to time, to occasion, and to bet that which God has spoken concerning you. In Psalm 107, verse 20, the Bible said, the Lord sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their troubles. The Lord sent his word and delivered them and heal them from all their troubles. And so if a man is not catching the sent word, that man is about to be destroyed. You cannot go into 2023 without a word. You must hear something and you must lambano something. Your victory in 2023 is not human connection. 2023 is a political year. You will see a lot of betrayers. Dollars will change hands. Naira will change hands. Politicians will cross carpet. People will go to ritualists. There will be a lot of accidents. There will be a lot of evil plans to take innocent lives. You need a word, my brother. Sons will betray fathers. Fathers will betray children because of the nature of that year. And so it will be important for everyone to find insurance in the everlasting word of God. A word must be sent to you every month. You must catch a word every day you go out of your room, because no day will be the same. If you don't have a word, you are a victim. This is why this message is coming to you now, and it's coming early. That before you go, make sure a word is with you. That word will be your defense. In Matthew chapter 8, from verse 8, here's what the Bible said. Jesus was to go to the house of a centurion to heal the daughter. And the man knew the power of the ministry of the sent word. And he said, Lord, I'm not fit for you to come to my house. He said, send the word only. Speak the word only. That means only the sent word is enough to deliver to you what you are looking for. I know there is a crisis with your business. You need a word. I know there is a crisis in your neighborhood. You need a word. Human assurance will not suffice in 2023. The only thing that will suffice you is the word of God that you have caught. And so make sure you carry with you words. You will need a lot of words in 2023. For your business, for your safety, for your family, everything you are vitally involved in, make sure there is a word. Because 2023 and the years to come will try everything you are holding on to. It will test your conviction. It will try your faith. It will challenge everything you stand for. The only way you will go through is when there is a word that you stand upon that will not shake you. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8. He sent his word to Jacob. It lightened upon Israel. God's technology of preserving his people is to send words to them. I know you walk through 2022. 2023 is not a year you want to enter on the basis of luck and chance. If I asked you now, what is the word you are standing on for your safety? Is there a word? If I asked you now, what is the word you are standing on for your family, for your marital breakthrough, for your business? Is there a word? You cannot afford to go any further, hoping on luck and chance. Make sure you carry a word, so that when the devil comes, you will check your quiver and bring out what God said. I was in a barbing saloon when the word of the Lord came to me concerning what we are doing here. See, this is why we speak audaciously. We are not talking because anybody promised anything. Neither are we talking because we are arrogant. We are talking because we are sure that what God said, he will bring to pass. He said, I will watch my word and I will hasten it to perform it. Because God's integrity is credited to his word. When God speaks, God comes under pressure to perform. But if God did not speak or has not spoken, then there is a challenge. I sat down to cut my hair. Suddenly, looking at the screen that was supposed to show me the image of a clean haircut, I saw a billboard. And written on it was Encounter Jesus. Wow. Written on it was Abuja. Wow. I saw the color. It was yellowish. That was why I told them, make sure the first logo is yellow. That is what I saw. I'm not coming here to be creative. Every creative person will be defeated by spirit. I'm coming here because I saw and heard. And when we entered the town, there was no money. Me and my wife were lodging in an Airbnb apartment. Meanwhile, we came into the city. We were there following what God said. It was from following what God said that what God said led us to the people he planted waiting. A friend was supposed to do a prayer retreat and he pleaded with me to follow him. So we entered the office of the pastor whom church we were going to use. When he saw me, he stood up. Meanwhile, we were coming to tell him, please, my friend wants to use here for retreat if you will allow us. He said, sir, I have followed you for 2 years. I've called everybody I know to get your number. Nobody can get it. How did you come here? I smiled. The reason we are in this hall is that pastor. He was the one who got this hall. He was the one who negotiated. He was the one who did everything. Did all the talking before we came here. But because the word went forth, we were just following the word. The word took us to who we needed to meet. The word created the money we needed. The word created the influence we needed. And so everything was from the place of rest. 3 weeks to inauguration. No time. You go to a hall. They say 1 million per use. What do you mean? I'm coming from Makurdi. We pay 1 million per year. Where I'm coming from, they pay 1 million per year. And you are saying 1 million per use. What is happening here? I went back. I had to doctor my faith. I now realize territories have their own impact. 1 million. How much do we get equipment? I called somebody. How much are equipment? He said, well, line array speakers and subwoofers only with mixer. He said, Behringer wing mixer, 48 input. I said, how much is mixer? They went and checked. One is 3 million. Mixer? I said, no. Where I come from, they use a Huja microphone too. What do you mean, one mixer, 3 million? And before I finished talking, he said, we need three. Ah! What do you need three mixers for? Are we mixing for the whole of Abuja? He said, no. The stage needs its own mixer. The hall needs its own mixer. And the online audience need their own mixer. So mixer alone is 9 million. When I said microphone, they said QLXD. The choirs will use QLXD. You will use what? How much is it? The QLXD mic, one, is 450,000. The one I'm supposed to use, this one, is 700,000. One microphone. We hire equipment, the whole equipment, for 250,000. I want to. When my faith couldn't carry it, I went back to prayer. I knew I needed to labor in the place of prayer. We started laboring. Meanwhile, God had told me already to give all the money I came to town with as seed. Even where we were staying, a friend had to pay for some time. I gave everything for seed. Now everything they are telling me is in millions. What do we do? 2 days to the inauguration. I'll be a day to the inauguration. A friend called me. I said, mighty woman of God said she wants you by all means on Sunday. There's a message she heard you preach. She wants you to preach the same message in her church. I said, I can't preach one message twice. It comes by inspiration. He said, she wants that message. I said, no, Sunday is my inauguration. When she now called her name, I said, okay, she's a mother. If it's a young minister, I wouldn't have gone. But since this one is a mother in the faith, maybe if I go, she will pray for me. And out of honor, let me go. I went there and preached. The moment I finished preaching, somebody tapped me from the back and gave me a check. I was blessed. It's 1 million. So if you are blessed, you give 1 million. I see. That means many people will have to be blessed. If you are blessed and the response is not thank you, Father, only, and checks come out, then you will hear a lot of things. You will be blessed. When I finish, the resident pastor gave me 2 checks. One is his own. One is from church. Before I stepped out, Mama said, come, let's pray for you. He said, let's bless this man. He's starting today. I came out of the place with 14 million. I said, okay. All my savings were not up to 10 million. But he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their oppression. If you hear, it's enough. What makes a man invincible is what he hears and what he sees. You see, as far as your eyes can see, I've given you. The guy was still standing, stranded. Only see and hear is enough. And so in 2023, if there's one thing you must do is to catch walls. Catch them. Catch them. Be a better goalkeeper. A better goalkeeper than the Argentina keeper. Catch every wall that comes to you. And when you catch it, keep it. Because you will need those walls as weapons of war. There are certain junctions you will go to. The only thing that will defend you are the walls you carry. And so when you come to different junctions, you remove different spears. Because every wall serves a different purpose. 2023 is a year where you must carry walls. Walls. There is a wall that will sustain you. There is a wall that will make food be in the house. There is a wall that will preserve you and your children. Because there will be many stray bullets. There will be many stray arrows. There will be many traps. But when walls come, even if you walk through the trap, it will not hurt you. Because they say you shall tread upon serpents and scorpions, and they shall by no means hurt you. And so what saves you from the serpent is not to dodge the trap, it's to carry a word. When a word comes, when you walk on it, it will not hurt you. That's how men become invincible. You must catch words. And the question is, how do you catch your word? There's a technology for catching words. Words are not, they don't hit you, you catch them. If you don't have the sensitivity to catch them, they will pass. It was Pastor Chris that taught me this. We went for a conference and he said he was praying. And the word of the Lord for the conference was passing. And he caught it. I said, wait, caught what? I now went to search. How do they catch words? I now discovered there is a mast in the spirit of a man that is built to be able to catch words. What you need to do is to create the atmosphere. And that's what Habakkuk said. He said, I will stand upon my watch to see what he will say to me. So the way your spirit is activated to catch words is to stand upon your watch. If you will stand upon your watch in 2023, your spirit will become like an antenna. It will catch every word passing. Even the ones your neighbors forgot to catch, you will catch it and keep. I will see what he will say to me. And he said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Because when a man begins to catch word, he becomes the leader. When a man begins to catch words, he becomes the one that gives direction. Because words empower. Words invigorate. Words, they make invincible. If you find the people perish, it's because they lack words. That's why the Bible says, carry with you words. And so if you want to be a catcher of words, you must become a watcher. If you don't stand on your watch, you can't catch any word. Even in the service, your spirit needs to be energized to catch words. That's why we begin service with prayer. Because we want your spirit to be energized. Many persons here caught words. Our brother was sharing how that he was about to wed and he had no money. And he kept hearing me talking. As I was talking, his spirit was catching. And his spirit caught something. He held it until the day of traditional wedding. No money came, but he heard the word. He entered the car and he was traveling. While he was on his way to the wedding, he said, suddenly an alert came. He said, it was not 1 million. It was not 2 million. It was not 3 million. It was not 4 million. It was not 5 million. It was not 6 million. It was not 7 million. It was not 8 million. It was not 9 million. It was not 10 million. How come 10 million and above can just come just like that? The reason is because all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of man. He said, all things were created by the word of his power. Because in the word is the power to create. And so even if the business negotiation is not there, the word can create it. Even if there is no system of security, the word can create security. That's why you cannot but carry words. Instead of wearing clothes, rather wear words. Clothes can cover your nakedness, but words will make you invincible. The power of a believer is tied to the words in his spirit. When you find a man inexhaustible, it's because of the words he carry, not the food he ate. Many persons are shallow because there are no words in them. That's why I say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let it dwell, because in it is the quality of your existence. Yeah. Oh, Informative nature of it is the power it has to deliver. Have you not seen? I stood here teaching. There was no faith in my spirit. Suddenly I heard. He said there is somebody here with an enlarged scrotum. The moment I said it, the person was not only there, the scrotum went down. He said there's somebody here who couldn't lift up her hand. She was a doctor. A doctor was sick for 2 years. Not knowing what to do, but the word came. And the moment the word came, the hand went up. The hand went up. When he speaks, things happen. Because everything was created by the word. When a believer carries word, that believer becomes invincible. Because the word of God is where his power lies. This is one of the secrets of preservation. We wanted to change some of the equipments we were renting because the rentals became too expensive, but we couldn't gather money at once. What do we do? And I was talking to the Lord. I was watching. That's why I tell people, when you pray, don't distract yourself. Hear something, see something. Prayer has an end. Prayer is not the end, it's a means to an end. And while I was waiting, I heard, "Be still, my God, be still." I woke up, took my shower. I came here for Tuesday Bible study. When I finished talking, somebody called me in and said, "I flew in from Lagos for this Bible study." You came from Lagos. What did he come with? He came with $8,000. I came in to give you this. The moment he said, "Be still," he put somebody under pressure. And the person couldn't sit anymore. He booked the next flight. Came to attend Bible study and gave the money that we needed. You don't know the glory of words. I decree now, you will catch your word. You will not miss your word. In the name of Jesus. You want to walk in preservation? You need words. When words come, no matter what the devil does, he can deploy his best arsenal. You will still stand. Find men who stand, they have words. The power of a standing man are the words in his spirit. Carry with you words. Don't only be rich in naira, be rich in words. Words are better insurance systems than money. Your preservation is tied to the sent word. Number two, you want to be preserved. Walk under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Why am I separating this? Because sometimes the guidance of the Holy Spirit may not be an audible word. It may be a feeling. It may be a burden. It may be an impression. You have to train your spirit to be able to discern and respond to these impressions. Many times, the difference between life and death is a whisper. And so when you find believers who are like impregnable fortresses, their spirits have mastered how to interpret the impulses of the Holy Spirit. A man without spirit guidance is a loose cannon going to be destroyed. You want to enter the business, you lose your peace. Come back and check. You want to build relationship with that brother, you lose your spirit. Check where. Somebody wants to give you money. Check. I can't have time to tell you how many things I've rejected that would have made life so easy. And I'm not talking about little change. Somebody wants to give you a money you've not seen before and you lose your peace. We are still growing. We can't discern all of them. But at least there are many discernments that God has put in our spirit that have become the basis for our safety. The guidance of the Holy Spirit is a system of preservation in the kingdom. And so believers must learn to train their spirit to pick those vibrations. In fact, you are not yet qualified to handle kingdom as a son until you know the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 8 verse 14. Now, this is God. He will not risk giving you the kingdom until you know this. If God will be this sensitive, why won't you? He said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, he said, they are the sons of God. Sons are the ones who bear kingdom. And so God will not call you a kingdom agent until you are able to discern and to yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 48 verse 21, he said, they tasted not while he led them. He said, he caused water to come out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. And so the reason everything was working for the Israelites was because they walked under spiritual guidance. Even rock brought water for them. When a man begins to function by spirit guidance, everything begins to work for him. Because the spirit controls the elements of this realm. And so when the spirit guides you, even if it's a wilderness where there is no water, a rock can provoke a stream. He said they tasted not while he led them. He cleft the rock also. The waters came out. How can rock produce water? When the spirit guides, anything is possible. You want to go through the years ahead, you cannot but do it under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down beside the still waters. He leadeth me in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. These are realms of rest that God brings you to when he guides you. He said, he maketh me walk in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. When he was rounding up, that was where it blew my mind. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. He didn't say you spoke. You are with me. That means the influence of God, the guidance of God was with him. And so even though that valley is called the valley of death, there are those who won't die because of spiritual guidance. He said, even when the enemies encompass him, he said, it's not a time to sorrow. It's not a time to fear. If the Spirit is guiding you, he said, it's a time to celebrate. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He said, my cup runneth over. How can you be sitting to dine and wine when your enemies have surrounded you? Because if you are in the guidance, the enemies can't touch you. That's what Paul meant when he said, our life is hid in Christ and Christ in God. So before they touch you, they will touch God. And so in the presence of your enemies, you can wine and dine. And your cup runs over. Now, the phrase, run cup, my cup runneth over, is something that means more to a Hebrew person. For a Hebrew person, if you are a guest and you are welcome to their house or to their homes, when they are pouring water in your cup, they pour it until it runs over. Even when the cup is full, they don't stop. They keep pouring until it runs over. That is a sign that you are welcome. So what the psalmist is saying here is that even in the presence of my enemies, I will be treated like a high guest. I will be treated like an honorable guest. And so where men should panic, where men should dread, where men should be defeated,
That's where you will be celebrated. If God is your guide, I decree over somebody here, the places where men are victimized in 2023, that's where your hope will come from. That's where you will be celebrated. Because it will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. And your cup shall run over in the name of Jesus. Didn't you read what Jesus said? My God. You see why we must live here. This thing is deliberate. Make no mistakes about it. Is this a confirmation to someone? On your torchlights. In John 14:18, he said, I will not leave you as orphans. He said, when I go, I will send another comforter. So there will be a spirit guide that is supposed to lead you into your destiny. And so in 2023, every one of us must walk with a tour guide. You cannot afford not to move with a tour guide. And so your preservation in 2023 is tied to spirit guidance. I decree over someone tonight, the guidance of the Holy Ghost shall be with you in 2023. How do you access spirit guidance? It's simple. Become yielded. You catch the word by waiting, but you access spirit guidance by becoming yielded. 2023 is not a time to disobey divine instructions. Everything he says, do it, and do it quickly. Because whether he will still say is dependent on what you did with the last thing he said. And so if you want God to guide you through 2023, you must master how to yield to him. You must master how to obey him. If you don't master how to yield to God and obey him in 2023, you will be a victim. I will not leave you as orphans. That means a Christian that is not guided is an orphan. What makes spiritual orphans is not lack of spirit birth. God can bonafidely be your spiritual father. You can be qualified and properly born again, yet be an orphan. Because a spiritual orphan is not somebody who is not born again. A spiritual orphan is somebody who is born again, but not guided by the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you as orphans. So if you are not guided by the Holy Ghost, you are an orphan. And do you know that in scripture, orphans are beggars? That's why every time it says to help the poor, it speaks about orphans and widows. They are considered helpless and vulnerable. And so in order for you not to be helpless and vulnerable in 2023, the Holy Ghost must become your tour guide. You cannot take steps. You cannot act without the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you as orphans. As I go to the Father, I will send another comforter. So he's not just coming to guide you. He's coming to also comfort you. And in the amplified version, the word comforter is also the word guide. It's also the word help. It's also the word advocate. It's also the word standby. It's also the word strengthener. So when the Holy Ghost becomes your guide, he becomes your everything. I decree over somebody tonight, in 2023 and beyond, the Holy Ghost will be your guide. How do you access this guide? You must be yielded. And so you can't tolerate rebellion in 2023. Anything he says, anything he whispers, anything he prompts you to, do it, even if it doesn't make sense. Because many times when God saves you, it won't make sense. Does it make sense that you are in a bus of 30 persons? There is an accident. You are the only one who survived. What is the rationale for you surviving and 29 others die? Does it make sense that you are about to catch a flight and the Holy Ghost stops you and the plane crashes? What is the rationale behind it? And so if you are waiting for it to make sense before you are guided, you will become a victim. And so when God is guiding you, even if it doesn't make sense, yield. Yieldedness is the key to guardianship. That's why he didn't say as many as are forced. He said as many as are led. That means you will willingly follow. And so if you want to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Ghost, you must become very yielded. If you violate the last instruction, the next one won't come. But if you obey the last instruction, the next one will come fast. When you find men who are moving fast in life, it's because they are obeying fast. Because your speed is tied to the quickness of your obedience. If you disobey, your wilderness journey becomes far. The reason 40 days journey can become 40 years is rebellion. And so if you want to go through the next year and the years after, meritoriously and victoriously, you've got to become sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost will come to you in dreams, in impressions. It will come to you through promptings. When you pick it, if you are not sure, pray and ask God, what does this mean? The moment clarity comes, don't delay. Even if it means hurting your relationship with somebody else, obey quickly. It will do you great good, because 2023 will need wise men. Wise men that are sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The territory will be crooked. The territory will be wicked. The territory will be treacherous. The only way you can be invincible is through discernment, sensitivity to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And the way you grow in following the Holy Spirit is through yieldedness, is through obedience. He said, as many as are willing and obedient, he said, they shall eat the good of the land. That means there is good in every land. There is good in every season. But the good of the land is not for everybody. The good of the season is not for everybody. It's for those who are willing and obedient. And so if you want to come under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, the key is willingness and obedience. Why? To get the word of God, you must watch. To follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, you must be willing and obedient. You will be shocked how your sensitivity will grow as you begin to yield more. The level of sensitivity prayer won't give you, yieldedness will give you 1,000 times more. Because when you become yielded, your antennas become sharper. That's how these things work. And if we must be preserved, we must master these things. Else, we will become orphans. Do you know the beautiful thing when God is the one leading you? He doesn't lead like politicians. Politicians lead you for their own benefit. A politician who is not paying salary can stand in public and dash people money, because he wants to win the goodwill of the people. God doesn't lead like that. In John 10:11, Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. He said, the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And so when God is leading you, he takes the risk on your behalf. When God is leading you, he takes the blame on your behalf. When God is leading you, he faces the challenge on your behalf. This is why your life becomes full of rest. I decree over someone, in 2023, the leading of the Holy Ghost will become your insurance. Don't be troubled. This is the sign. The third way to provoke divine preservation is through covenant practice. I'm showing you secrets that only mature believers know. And this is why when others are crying, they are living from the place of rest. These things are secrets. The difference between the experience or the experiences of two believers is tied to what I'm sharing with you. When you find a believer who is walking through drought as though he's drenched, is because he knows the voice of God. He knows where the voice dwells. When you find a believer who is going through the challenges others are going through and is not perturbed, it's because he's guided by the Holy Spirit. The difference in the quality of our experiences is not tied to where we live. It's tied to the secrets that we know. And one of it is the ability to access the voice of God. The second is the ability to stay under the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The third is our tenacity and doggedness in covenant practice. Many may tell you and discourage you from covenant practice. Never be that naive. These are ancient landmarks. These are patterns of the patriarchs. Before the law, these practices were there. And after the law, they were still there because they were never removed. Never find yourself negating covenant practices in 2023. Is it tithing? Is it offering? Is it thanksgiving? Is it quiet time? Is it periodic praying? All of these things, God, at one point or the other, instructed the fathers to teach us. As you begin to engage them, you will be shocked what will happen to you. You will be shocked. See, let me read some scriptures. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, from verse 1 to 3. Hear what the Bible says. It says, cast thy bread upon the waters. You will find it after many days. He was talking about the anointing and the presence of God. Cast thy bread upon the waters. That means one of the fertile grounds to sow your seed is on the anointing. When you find God moving, He is giving you a counsel that is the time to sow. These things will not change forever and ever. Cast thy bread upon the waters. Go back to verse 1. You will find it after many days. Verse 2. He said, give a portion to 7. Give a portion to 8. You know not the evil that will come upon the earth. What he's telling you is, every covenant provision God has made available, make sure you connect to it. If it is offering, honor the Lord with your offering. If it is tithing, make sure you give your tithe. If it is corporate intercession, make sure you participate in it. All of these things were given to us when God decided to have a relationship with us. It's a covenant-based reality. Don't exonerate yourself from any. He said you don't know which one will produce result. And he's telling you also something there. When he says you don't know the evil that will come upon the earth, he's trying to let you know that if you engage these things, even if the earth is attacked, you will survive. Because there is something you do that makes your prosperity become superior to the economy of your country. If you don't know how to engage covenant, if the economy of your country is affected, you'll be affected. But there are many people that rise when others fall. Because when the evil comes upon the earth, they've created an insurance system around themselves. And how did they do that? They gave a portion to 7. They gave a portion to 8. See what verse 3 says. It says, if the cloud be full of rain, that means nothing you do is a waste. You may not see the result now. Wait for it. It will not tarry. Others may die, not you. Wait for it. You may not have money like every other person now, but you will not remain there. There's something you are doing that will take you out. Just give it time. He said, if the cloud be full of rain, he said, they will empty themselves upon the earth. If a tree fall towards the south or towards the north, in the place where it falleth, there it shall be. That means what you do, there is a certainty that it must come to pass. You cannot sow and not reap. When a tree falls to the south, it's in the south it will be. If it falls to the north, it's in the north it will be. So a man who sows must reap. These are covenant practices. The scriptures are giving us the efficacy of these realities. And it's almost saying it like God is swearing. You can't go through a treacherous year and not ensure yourself in covenant. As I am, I give first fruit. I give offering. I give tithe. I give for thanksgiving. I give for ingathering. As the year is ending, I will do an end of year thanksgiving. Anybody can say whatever they want. That's why our experiences are not the same. Because when men are cast down, some of us are saying there's a lifting up. And the lifting up is happening. Not because, how can you be thinking of starting a project in an election year? Are you crazy? Does it make sense? When the systems and the territory will be volatile. But we are not moved by what happens in the system. We are not moved by what happens in the territory. whether evil comes upon the earth, we will still prosper. Because we have given to 7. We have given to 8. And so we don't care what evil it is that comes to the earth. These are secrets of spiritual invincibility. Find out weak Christians that complain. This is why. Tithing will not affect your salvation. Whether you tithe or not, you will go to heaven. But tithing is a testimony of your level of maturity. It's a sign that you understand the things that work in this kingdom. Offering will not stop you from going to heaven. But offering is a sign of your honor for God. And so it's a testimony of spiritual maturity. And so because you have come to that level of maturity, there are things that you'll be permitted to handle that the immature will never be permitted. Because nobody gives high matters to children. And so some of these things we do qualify us to handle higher kingdom matters. You find God allowing young boys to do great things in the kingdom. You are checking their date of birth. You are a joker. They are older than you in the spirit. Covenant has changed their age in the spirit. This is how it works. There are mysteries in this kingdom. You must know them and apply yourself to them. Covenant is one of it. Why do you think the devil is so interested in attacking these things? It's not because of God. It's not even because of you. Somebody wakes up and is trying to stop you from doing the things that have blessed you for many years. And you think he cares about you. A thief who is looking for views online to make cheap money. And so he can say anything that creates attraction. They have strange tags. Look for people making impact. Say nonsense about them. Because they know these people have paid the price of credibility. And so if they talk about them, people will listen. Why don't they talk about themselves a little? Let's see if anybody will visit that site. Because they have no credibility. And so these are criminals looking for cheap popularity, cheap access to their site, to view contents that men that have paid prices for credibility and receive acceptance from other men. They want to prey on these people, take advantage and cash in on their credibility to exploit you. And it looks as if they are helping you. They will never speak against any pastor except the one making impact. They will never talk. The moment you start making impact, even what you said 7 years ago, they will go and dig it. 7 years ago, it didn't matter because you will not increase view. But now, if your picture is there, somebody will click. And you think they love you. These are criminals. Don't let anybody discourage you from covenant. It existed before the law. And it has outlived the law. Abraham was not under the law. And Jesus never said to stop it. You've got to understand scriptures in context. However, the balance here is that it is not a basis for your salvation. However, it's a testimony of your maturity. And because you show yourself mature, there are many things God will allow you to handle. This is why you must learn to commit yourself to covenant. Have covenants, personal covenants and kingdom covenants, and practice them. And so the key to covenant practice is obedience. That's why you obey it. You don't do it because you feel like. It will ensure somebody in 2023. I don't know why I'm reiterating it over and over. You may not have the enough stamina to pray all the prayer you need to pray. But there are other things in this kingdom that makes for your insurance. Covenant practice is one of it. Number 4. How do you provoke preservation in 2023 and in the years beyond? By receiving the ministry of the sent ones. You must know those who are sent to you, sir. You must know them. Hear this. In this kingdom, God sends men to men. Paul met Jesus on his way to Damascus. Acts chapter 9, verse 4 to 6. He didn't meet Jesus the man. He met Jesus the God. And after Jesus met him, he sent him to Damascus. He said, go into the city. You will be told what you must do. I thought the zenith of life and encounter is to meet the glorified Christ. There is a system that God himself has put in place that he will not violate. It's a system of using men to bless men. is the system of sending men to shift men. Even we who are ministers, there are men sent to us that change our story and causes transitions in our lives. If you violate them, you will go forward, but you will struggle. What should happen in a moment can take 10 years. Because that bread you want to buy flour and buy everything to bake, somebody has already have them baked. All he needs to do is to say, take. This is the advantage of the ministry of the sent men. It saves you from unnecessary stress. And so not everything you will do for yourself. There are many other things God will send men to you. And it's a biblical principle that God puts in place in order to create an inheritance for his children. In Psalm 105, verse 17 to verse 22, we saw that God didn't bring a strange man. He took from the brother of the sons of Jacob to save them. When God wanted to raise him, they fought him. They threw him into a pit. They sold him as a slave. But what God said must come to pass. And so in Psalm 105 verse 17, he said, he sent a man before them. Even Joseph. They didn't know him. They sold him as a slave. He said his feet was bound in fetters. He said, until the time that the word of the Lord came, the word of the Lord tried it. Eventually, Joseph became the one that saved them. What would have happened if they killed Joseph? Don't kill the men God sent to you. There are some men God sent to you. You listen to somebody, discredited them. At the end of the day, you cut them off your soul. And the way you cut them off, that's how seasons were cut off you. You must discern these people. I'm not saying politically join a bandwagon, but I'm saying let your spirit be sensitive to know the man that speaks to your spirit. Your spirit should be sensitive to know the one God has sent to you for a particular season. It will help you move from that season. In 2023, you will need many men. Beyond me, who is pastoring you here, you will need other men that will never preach from this platform. But God will send them to you. He said, be careful to receive men. He said, by doing so, many have entertained angels unknowingly. What would have happened if Abraham ignored the three men that were passing in Genesis 18? His wife would have been barren forever. The promise would never have come to pass. This was a man who encountered God. And God himself spoke to him. But when God wanted to fulfill that prophecy, God sent men. And they said three men were passing. Genesis 18 from verse 1. He said, Abraham sat at the gate of Mamre. When he looked at them, he rushed to them and said, sirs, come in and wash your feet. Relieve yourself of the sun. The Bible said they didn't want to. He insisted. It's called the ministry of the sent men. If you don't discern them, many things will not happen in your life. When Abraham was done entertaining them, suddenly, the one who was God began to speak and began to tell Abraham. He said, your wife Sarah, in the next time of life, she will be with child. As he was going, he said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. The cry and the iniquity has gone to heaven. In one ministry, Sarah became fruitful because Abraham's impotence was restored. Sarah's barrenness was healed. In one encounter, Lot was saved. What if he didn't receive those men? The Bible says, be careful. Be careful. Don't be arrogant to ignore men. I can tell you, only God makes men. But God makes men through many means. He can make men through men. He can make men through circumstances. He says, be careful. This is an arrogant generation. And so our discernment has been dulled. That's why you see the man that carries the word for your next season. And you ignore him. You dishonor him. And you do that at your own detriment. In 2023, one of the ways God will preserve people is through the ministry of the sent man. In Hosea chapter 12, verse 13, he said, by a prophet, he brought them out of the land of captivity. And he said, by a prophet, they were preserved. God had promised them, but he had to take the ministry of a sent man. In Isaiah 9 verse 8, he sent his word to Jacob. And he said, he lightened upon Israel. When God wants to reach a people, he finds one man. If the people fail to discern that man, they are finished. You cannot miss your sent man in 2023. It will be highly, highly detrimental to you. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20. He said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. But you can be established and not prosper. There are many established intercessors who are poor. There are many established businesses. They've been there for 30 years, but they've gone nowhere. They've remained in one kiosk. Well established, consistent, and ever available, but never prospering. When you believe in God, you are established. He said, but when you believe in the sent man, then you prosper. Your prosperity, most of the times, is tied to the men God sent to you. You've seen lots of testimonies here. Just last week, a lady was testifying. Undermined, downtrodden, oppressed in her company. And she got tired. When she showed up crying, I told her, you will choose the next job you will do. In fact, you have many options to choose from. Options to choose from. It looked like a joke. In less than 24 hours, she had two job offers that was paying her many, many thousands of dollars. Not even naira. If they pay you in naira, it's not an insurance. Imagine if they were paying you 1 million 4 years ago. You say you are enjoying. 1 million now, compared to the value 4 years ago, is about 110,000 naira. So as time proceeds and progresses, your money depreciates. She was paid in dollars. In fact, after she got the invitation, applied, and they told her she passed, out of excitement, she went and resigned from the job she was doing. And she said the job she was doing was paying her 2 million per month. How do you quickly resign from that job? Because the new offer was quite juicy. The moment she resigned, signal came from America. Suspend that appointment for now. It wasn't from Nigeria. If the boss from the USA suspend, you know there is problem. She came back and said, what will I do? They've done my send forth from the other company already. So she made herself jobless. And I said, before this week is over, there will be an intervention. Less than 24 hours. They didn't even call her. They sent the offer letter to her email. Every man has somebody sent to him. If you don't know them, you are in trouble. The last crusade we went for in Jos, a lady that had goiter, they told her she would take drugs for 2 years after the operation. Do you know what it means to take drugs every day for 2 years? She was about to enter captivity, but God sent us to Jos. And when we came, she descended. While we were yet talking, goiter vanished. Operation followed it. 2 years drugs followed it. Captivity was lifted because of the ministry of the sent man. I prophesy to you, everybody sent to you in 2023, you will meet them. There are systems of preservation. Please sit down. In fact, when you become wise, you will find men that can shift you. When I came to this city, I knew those who were making things happen. I went there. I didn't wait to say an apostle have come. No way. I went there. Sir, you are an elder. I recognize the fact that you've taken over the gate of this city. Move me forward. I hate struggle. I hate it with passion. What somebody can do from the place of rest, he's now doing it from different mountains. When I go to the mountain, I want to grow in intimacy. Not to cry for money to buy loudspeaker. There's another way of loudspeaker coming. Not to go and cry and be begging God
for my message to be accepted, there's another way. And this is not human fraternity. This is not politics. If you do it in the flesh, nothing will happen. Because these same people have 1,000 other people around them that nothing is happening. It's a spiritual engagement. I carried myself with my wife. We went. When man of God saw us, he said, go and take a 3 days fast. I said, I've been fasting for many months. But I remember Mary said, whatsoever he says, do it. I came, I did a 3 days fast. When I returned, he carried me to the altar and said, kneel down. My God, if you don't know how to rest, you will suffer. You will suffer. He took a bottle of oil and emptied it on my head. My God! Things began to happen. Because they are men and they are men. If you allow arrogance, you will be in one spot for a long time. In 2023, you will find your men. You will find your men. God sent another person to me. I was sitting down resting because I love staying in the place of rest. And the guy said, I heard that you use the taxi from Jos. If there are no men, you are in trouble. I heard you use a taxi. I said, yes, it's normal. I didn't want the stress of driving or being driven. It's faster for me. I flew from Lagos to Jos, and so I just boarded the taxi. He said, no, a driver should go and pick you. How can you be boarding taxi? I looked at myself. What is wrong with taxi? He said, no, it shan't happen. He made a call. Send a Land Cruiser to him. Be there. Because I boarded a taxi. Somebody was so troubled. And the way he responded to the trouble is that a Land Cruiser should be sent. Maybe you should check the price. Then you now understand the ministry of the sent man. I prophesy over you. Every man sent to you, you will find them. One of the reasons we are doing what we are doing from rest is because of this ministry. Your business can take a cruise boat if you find those who are sent to you. Your ministry can take a cruise boat if you find those who are sent to you. Is it not somebody that heard that we are still renting a place? He said, Kai, no now. When you are renting, they trouble you. I said, yes, it's true, they trouble. But God is supplying grace. He said, no, the grace has come. I will send you a property for land tomorrow. That's how land came. Because grace comes with men. When a man, there are some men that come with the grace of 10 years. There are some men that come to you with the grace of 5 years. I decree over you, every grace you need in the form of a man, receive it now. It's called the ministry of the sent man. And some of us are sent to you to change your story. And so everything I came to deliver to you, you will not miss it. You take delivery of it now. In the name of Jesus. Was it not last week? A brother testified here. He said, we're married for 3 years. No issues. Until in February, man of God came to me and said, before this year is over, you will carry your child. Last Sunday or 2 Sundays ago, he came to testify. A son came. So, sons don't only come from intercourse. They also come from the voice of men. Everything God has put in me for you, in the name of Jesus, begin to carry them now. Somebody's story will change supernaturally. It will be sudden and it will be supernatural. What you are trusting God for 10 years will just happen in 1 week. What you have been fighting for 7 years will happen in 1 day. In the name of Jesus. You don't know the pit God is taking men from because of men. If I have time to tell you testimonies, you'll be shocked. When God sends a man to you, he won't find peace until he helps you.
Somebody was being maltreated on his job and he needed some money to receive ventilation. Nobody will help him. This is a very senior person. He called me crying. What was his tears? It wasn't even what he was going through. He said, look at me like this. I'm giving people millions to help them. How can I be in trouble and there's nobody to save me? I said, what is the problem? Because it's not everybody we save by talking. What is the challenge? He needed 600,000. I called. I said, send it to him. They sent it. When the money went, they now say, no, it's no longer 600,000. It's 1 million. Shame wouldn't even let him reach me. He reached somebody to reach to complain. The person told me, I said, send the 400,000. They sent it again. After the money went, they said they need another 700,000. He gave up. They were supposed to throw him into a pit, a place where even his life would be at jeopardy. And he needed money. This is a senior guy. But see, everybody has a downtime where he needs divine intervention. When they told me again, I said, send 700,000. The guy fell down. I've never seen this kind of thing. A pastor, I say, yes, I'm sent to you. There are those we prophesy to. There are those we give money to. There are those we support and stand with in time of need. That's what a sent man is. I decree over you tonight, everything you need to take from a sent man, receive it now. Who is dashing people money now? But when a man is sent to you, even him will not rest. Even him will not rest. Everybody that needs not to rest until your intervention comes, we take their peace from them. Their ministry to you is delivered now. In the name of Jesus. You want insurance in 2023? The ministry of the sent man must be activated. And finally, you need the ministry of corporate gathering. In Psalm 133 from verse 1 to 3, it says, behold, how beautiful and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in harmony. It says, like the oil upon the head of Aaron, down to its beard, onto its skirt. It says, there the Lord commands his blessings. There are blessings that are only available where there is a corporate gathering. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, it said, despise not the gathering of one and another, as is the manner of some. There is an insurance you will never have until you begin to take advantage of corporate gathering. In 2023, don't be encouraged to go to where they pray. Don't be encouraged to go to church. Live there. You will need a lot of synergy from corporate experience. Even the lion that is the strongest in the jungle, if it is not walking inside the pride, within the company of the pride, it becomes vulnerable. Even the lion. Everybody needs a company. I decree concerning you, every malicious plan of the devil to take you and isolate you from your company, it is thwarted now. He said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. There's a dimension of God you can't see until you are gathered. That dimension is not something your faith as an individual can deliver. It will take corporate ranking to achieve. This is why if you want to be invincible in 2023, you must make sure you are actively, vitally, and functionally involved where God is. Corporate life, corporate experience must become your personal experience. This is how you will be safe. This is how you will be preserved. And this is how you will prosper in 2023. You need the ministry of the sent word. You need the ministry of the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You need the ministry of covenant life or covenant practice. You need the ministry of a sent man. And you need the ministry of corporate life. If these five things are in your life and within your experience, there is no way you will not be victorious in 2023. Now lift your hands. Let me pray over you. I decree over everyone standing here, everything it takes to become extraordinarily victorious in 2023. Receive it now. I decree over everyone here, every program of the devil intended to reduce the quality of your life in 2023, they are hereby canceled. I speak over you now. From tonight, become fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion in the name of Jesus. God is raising men. God is raising men in government. He's raising men in the economy. He's raising men in media. He's raising men in ministry. I decree you are one of them. I decree you are one of them. You will not be a spectator. As you step into 2023, is your year of manifestation. In the name of Jesus. Hear this. The ditch will not only be full because it rains. The cloud can be dry and empty, but supernaturally, the ditch can still be full. I speak over you. Even when protocols fail, even when human assistance fails, even when men turn against you, by the sovereign hand of God, prosper. By the sovereign decree of God, prosper. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are at that point now where you feel it is legitimate to question God. I came to give you God's answer. That thing that has defied everything in the form of intervention, before this week is over, the answer will be in your hand. That thing that is making you tempted to question God, I bring answers to you now. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Long-standing challenges, I put them down now. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is a contradiction in your life, you don't only receive answer, you become the answer. You don't only receive answer, you become the answer. In the name of Jesus. My God. Now I hear. There is an oil for wealth. Please be sensitive now. There's an oil for wealth. When I say wealth, wealth is different from riches. Riches is when you have money. You are able to buy what you want. Wealth is when you prosper until your life begins to change the lives of others. So it's beyond money. It's a power. There's an oil for wealth. I see that oil dripping on people now. At least 7 of you will come under the influence of that oil. By the Spirit of the Living God. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Ushers, help 7 men that comes under the anointing. Take that grace now. Help them now. You will never be the same again. Some of you, once, you will sign checks of 100 million. Once, you will sign checks. Before 2023 is over, you will sign checks 100 million. Once, in the name of Jesus, step into that dimension. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of time. Those that came under the anointing, some of them may have recovered, some of them may still be on the floor. Ushers, please bring them to the altar here. If you fell under the anointing or the hand of God came upon you, come on the altar quickly. This is a moment for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on.
Discount, and he told us to pay at our pace. You don't do that.
unless you fear God. Let's entrust him with power. He said, thou shalt remember the Lord your God. It is him that giveth thee power to get wealth. Everything he's seen until now is a joke. God is about to raise him as a warrior and as a wealth creator. He will not only have it, he will create it. Can we make decrees over this man and make him a system in the economic world? Everything he's seen before, can we decree that he sees 100 times more? Because he's made up his mind that this kingdom will be decorated and he's paid the price. Let the jealousy of God be invested upon his business. Barakabash, Delash, Barara Tabakada, Yadadalish, Kalaya, Bararasa. We surround you with wisdom. We surround you with grace. We surround you with power. We surround you with favor. We surround you with influence. We surround you with honor. We surround you with the hand of God that leads man by the Spirit right up to 100 times greater than you have ever been. See 100 times greater than you've ever seen. And because of what you've done for the Lord, I decree from today, you'll become a system in the economic world. You'll become a force in the economic world. And your business becomes a movement in the name of Jesus. The power to get wealth, the power to create wealth. Line that will be a victim next year. Yourself and your family, you are preserved. I decree concerning you the favor that exempts and the favor that increases and empowers rest upon you now in the name of Jesus. I speak over you by the Spirit. Let the anointing that breaks yoke, let the anointing that lifts, and let the anointing that establish rest upon you from tonight. For some of you, before this week is over, your eyes will see wonders. For some of you, before tomorrow is over, your eyes will see wonders. Because faith is now. And so I decree that your blessing is now. In the name of Jesus. So let it be written. So let it be established. Some of you looking ordinary today, before the first quarter of next year is over, you will become a system. It's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. So let it be written, and so let it be established in Jesus' precious name.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejfi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.